Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Thanks for tuning in today. It is Monday, and we're live taking your questions at 847-645-1355, 847-645-1355. Welcome to all of our listeners around the country and around the world through our global broadcast and our blog broadcast, as well as syndicated on radio, and a special shout-out to our flagship station, AM 1160 in Chicago, to all of our Chicago and five-state region listeners on our flagship station. Thanks for listening and being a part of today's program. Call me with your questions today at 847-645-1355. If for some reason you don't get through, we will call you back. Leave a message and we'll call you back, and we will talk about, or we will set up an appointment to talk one-on-one with you and have a personal appointment on Ask the Pastor with you. We'd love to do that. All right, so call me with your questions today on Ask the Pastor, and let's pray together right now and believe that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, God is going to bring you through it. God is going to bring you the breakthrough that you need in your life and bring you through whatever you're going through in your life. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person listening to this broadcast right now. Lord, in their car, in their home, on their computer, on their phone, wherever they're listening, I thank you that you know what they're going through. And you have a plan. You have it all planned out. Your plan is good. And your plan is sure. And your plan is timely. And no matter what it feels like or what it looks like, you're going to bring your will to pass and your purpose to pass in their life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I believe that with all my heart. God has it all planned out. Everything's going to be all right. Trust Him. Respond to His Word. Listen to His Word as a love letter to you. Read the Bible as a love letter to you. And believe it and accept it. And you know what? The right decisions will flow out of a love walk with God. The right answers, the right decisions, the right choices will flow out of a love walk with God. You know, would you agree that if you love, truly love your spouse, you love your husband, you love your wife, you're in love with somebody, you don't need rules, because doing the right thing flows from love. Doing the right thing doesn't flow from a rule book. Doing the right thing flows from love. And that's how it is in our relationship with God as well. So hope that encourages you. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Let's open up our phone lines, talk to Mary in Aurora. Mary, welcome to Ask the Pastor. Thanks for calling today.
Hi. I'm in my third marriage, and my husband's also, and we're married 3 years. And in August, he started up an affair at his deceased father's house. His father died, and he's over there with this woman, I believe. And they've been in an affair, and I just finally located her on the Internet, and I told her, you know, he's still married and everything. And now he is threatening, I caught him against the wall. He said he was playing as a single man. He's threatening to get divorced now. And I am in a church where they have a family for marriage class, and I'm with the Rejoice Ministries, and I really am confused what to do with this marriage at this point. You know, I did pray to God that He change his heart, because he was a Christian man going to church with me, and I just don't know where I stand right now anymore, so I was just asking Lord what would be the best solution here.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know what the best solution is without knowing a little more history of your situation, Mary, but you said this is your third marriage. You've been married for 3 years now, and this is your third marriage. And how did the other two marriages end? I'm sorry?
Well, I was widowed, and I divorced my first husband, so I was widowed the second time. But this is his third marriage also, so And yeah. this woman has pushed this whole relationship on him. And she does know he's married, and she's still hanging in. So I don't know what the way to turn him. So.
You know, the thing is that an extramarital affair is the symptom of a problem. It's not the root of the problem. It's clearly wrong. It's clearly bad what your husband's doing. It's clearly, you know, disobedient to God, and it's dishonoring to you. Yet there is a root to what's causing that, you know, to what causes that. So I think you have to look at, you know, do you want to save this marriage? And if you do, him stopping the affair is not going to save the marriage, but you guys getting to the root of what caused him to grow apart from you, what caused him in 3 years to already be seeking another relationship after 3 years, I think you have to get to the root of that. And so you have to ask yourself the question, not only are you willing to take him back if he does repent, if he does turn, the question has to be not just are you willing to take him back, but are you both willing to address the deeper root issues to why the marriage strayed to begin with? What caused there to be an emptiness in the relationship between you and him that would have led him to seek comfort in another woman? And again, it doesn't make what he did right, and it doesn't give him an excuse. It doesn't justify anything that he's done. But you have to get to the root of the problem if you ever want to really have the happy and successful marriage. So ask yourself those two questions. Do you even want to take him back if he repents, number one? Number two, are you both willing to get to the root of the problem that was created in your relationship? Because clearly he could repent. He could say, I'm sorry, Mary. Forgive me. I'm never going to do that again. But if the root of your, if the root problem still exists, just because he stopped the affair, what's going to stop him the next opportunity that comes? What's going to prevent him from having an affair again with somebody else or even the same person down the road if the root to your marriage is not dealt with, if the things that are missing in your relationship are not supplied, if what's broken in your communication and your trust and his trust and the intimacy and the, you know, whatever made you happy that got you married 3 years ago has been lost somehow. You got to figure out how to get that back if you even want to get that back. And that's some of the thought process that you have to go through, and you have to decide on that. Would God forgive you if this marriage doesn't work out? Of course. But, obviously being widowed is not the same as being divorced. So God understands that you lost your husband to a death, but in the first marriage that you were divorced, you have to make sure that you've dealt with the things in your life that would cause an unhealthy marriage, and make sure he has dealt with the things in his life that have caused an unhealthy marriage, and then you guys can go forward and figure out if you want to do what it takes to have a healthy marriage between the two of you. All right, I hope that helps, Mary. Thanks so much for calling and opening your heart up to us today. And another Mary in Boston. Mary, welcome to Ask the Pastor. Thanks for calling today.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question because I've suffered with depression since my teenage years, and you know, it's been a long, long battle. I'm in my 40s, and, it's affected my job, my social relationships, never been married, still dependent on my parents, you know. And I'm walking, you know, moving toward restoration. But how, as a Christian, can I get my complete breakthrough? Because God has spoken promises and has spoken healing over my life. But I want to continue walking in that path, you know, and getting the breakthrough. And, just have that question of how to, think it's affected my family a lot as well. And
sure.
And I've always been Christian, but I'm like, was there a door open or you know, how do I seek that healing, that complete restoration?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, clearly, you know, the most important thing is that you're saved and that you understand that Jesus is your Savior and that Jesus is your Lord. He's risen from the dead, and you're his child. You're God's child. I think you need to start by knowing that depression is not does not signal that you're not saved. Depression doesn't mean that you're not saved. Depression doesn't mean that you've lost your salvation or that you're not really a Christian. So don't even think about that as having any effect on your salvation and your security in a relationship with God. That is settled the moment you accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, Mary. But I think that we have to attack depression from three angles. Number one, we have to attack depression from a thought life approach. Okay, so you have to deal with your mental state. You have to deal with your thought life. You have to attack every thought that comes against you, and you attack it with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. That's the spiritual and mental weapons that God has given us. You use the sword of the Spirit. You use the Word. When Satan tried to tell Jesus to throw himself down the cliff, Jesus said, "It is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." So Jesus responded to Satan's temptation with the Word of God. So you need to respond. Every time you feel a depressed thought or feeling, you have to attack it with the sword of the Spirit or the Word of God. That's what you do. You attack it. So that's your spiritual and your mental attack and your approach. Secondly, you have to attack depression physically from the, you know, keeping, you know, taking care of your body. A lot of times we're depressed because of the things that we eat. We're depressed because we're not releasing our stress through exercise and eating the right foods and getting proper rest. And so there has to be a spiritual dimension in your thought life. There has to be a physical dimension or a physical attack with taking care of your body and your health. And then there has to be an examination of your physiological condition. In other words, sometimes there is a chemical reason why people get depressed, and you have to give attention to your medical condition. So you attack it spiritually with the Word, you attack it physically with exercise, sleep, the right foods, getting rid of the wrong foods, and taking care of your body, and then you attack it medically by making sure that you've addressed any potential chemical imbalance. If you want the breakthrough, then every action equals a reaction. So you have to attack this depression with those three things: spiritual, physical, and medical. And then I think you will have a breakthrough. You absolutely, guaranteed, you will have a breakthrough. But most people, they just wing it. They just, well, I'll try this and I'll try that. No, you have to attack from those three directions. And a three-stranded cord, the Bible says, cannot be broken. The Bible says that when you aggressively attack this thing, the violent take the kingdom by force. So you're going to have the victory in this area of your life, but you have to attack it with those three dimensions. So I hope that makes sense, Mary, and I hope that you'll take that to heart and do it. And I really believe it'll work. I know it will. I'm absolutely sure it'll work. So give that a shot, Mary, from all three directions, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. And Lord, we just agree together for Mary to be free from depression. that she and all of our listeners who are dealing with this will truly experience their breakthrough beginning today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I really, you know, believe in God's purpose. And sometimes with the depression, I've doubted it, you know, but I'm believing that He does have a purpose for my life, and
He does have a purpose for your life.
Forward. Amen.
Yeah, but attack this from those three angles, and you will experience your breakthrough. I know it. Thanks, Mary. Great to hear from you. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. And we're taking your calls at 847-645-1355. You can go to our website for more information, products, blog articles, declarations from God's Word, encouragement. You can go to gregorydickow.com, gregorydickow.com. Let's talk to Donna in San Angelo, Texas. Donna, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Hello, Pastor.
Hey, Donna.
It's so good to hear your voice. I just want to thank you for all the encouraging scriptures you put on Facebook. As I have a group there that I take care of, and I love your inspiring messages there. It really encourages me a lot, especially your testimony, which I heard you on TV. I love that testimony. It really lifted me up more than you never know. I just want to thank you for all that. And I thank God for that, you know?
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Donna.
I
great
have a
hear.
Lot of questions, but you're welcome. And thank you so much,
go ahead
Pastor.
With that.
You have a beautiful day.
Oh, amen. Well, did you want to ask one of your questions? We've got a moment here that we could take it.
Well, yes, probably. I'm going through a lot of things myself, you know, and I'm trying to help other people. And I also have problems myself. I'm actually going through a divorce at my age, and I've been married 33 years, and I don't really want to divorce, but my husband said to go ahead and go through with it. And I really don't think it's right, you know. I don't know what to do about it, you know. I prayed about it, and I don't know what else to do.
Wow. You know, what's beautiful about you is that even though you're going through a lot of things personally, you spend a lot of time helping others, and that's very powerful, and that's something that God doesn't forget. God does not forget that you are helping others.
Mm-hmm.
And keep doing that. Keep encouraging others that are going through something harder than yourself.
Yes.
And if you will continue to maintain that attitude that I am called by God to help other people, you know, it's only a matter of time before your problems are going to work out. Sometimes we focus on our problems so much that we don't ever help anybody. But when you're helping other people, you lose sight of your own problems, and God begins to work on your situation by His grace. And, you know, I really believe that those things are going to work out for you. And, you know, if you don't want to have a divorce, but your husband does, then you leave that on him. Leave that burden on him. Don't try to force him to stay. But don't comply with him either. In other words, don't make it easy for him to divorce you. In other words, don't file for the divorce yourself. Let him do all the work. Let him pay all the bills for it. Let him have to get a settlement that you'll agree with. And don't agree to anything that is not fair to you. And then the responsibility is completely on him. And you know what? We'll find out if he really wants a divorce, because divorce is not cheap. And if he has to pay the price for it, and if he has to take care of all the details about it, and if he has to handle all of the issues that come with divorce, you might find that he loses his interest in divorce. So don't be too cooperative with him. That doesn't mean that you should be combative or fight with him, but don't just don't just go along with it and say, okay, if you want a divorce, I guess we'll have a divorce. No. Say, look, I don't want a divorce. But if you do, that's on you. That's your responsibility. You have to take care of all the details that have to do with that. And then wait and see what he does. So that's where you start, Donna, and I hope that that helps, and I hope that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I started like 2 years after I got out of the hospital. I got out of the hospital and I almost died. God spared my life for some reason. And I don't know. It's just 2 years after I got out of the hospital. He just actually, he was doing stuff for me and didn't want nothing to do. And I asked him a question one morning. He got mad and wanted to hit me. And I thought, oh boy, this ain't going to go. So I started divorce after that, not just because of that, but because he didn't help me with money. I just couldn't work no longer. So I'm the one that started divorce, and then I tried to stop it because the only reason I started it because mainly because he, well, I couldn't take care of myself. Well, I needed help. And after all these years, I put all my whole life into his life, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he was first in work. I mean, I did everything to try to take care of him. And I left everything behind to take care of him.
Well, I totally understand that.
In the years.
And so what you did was you started the process, and then you stopped the process of the divorce. Now, you know, pray that God heals your marriage and let your husband know that you want God to heal your marriage and trust him that he will, that he can and will heal your marriage. And I just pray for you right now, Don. I pray that you would recover from all that is against you, that you would become healthy spiritually, emotionally, financially, and that you would have peace in your home, and peace in your life, and peace on the inside and on the outside. And I pray that God would reconcile you and your husband, that he would move upon your husband's heart. Lord, move upon this man's heart to soften towards Donna and to soften towards you, Lord, most importantly, and to all of our listeners that are struggling in their marriage. Soften their hearts. Let there be humility. Lord, give them humility, all of them that are listening, to be able to truly humble themselves and have a soft, pliable heart to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Donna, thanks for calling. We're just about out of time. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. We're on Monday through Friday taking your questions and taking your calls just for you, our listeners, to call in with your questions. So call tomorrow, same time, same channel, and whatever you're going through right now, God's going to get you through it. He is faithful who began a good work in you. He will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ, until the day of his return. He's coming back, but before he does, he's going to complete the assignment to make you complete, to make you whole, and to bring about his will for your life. Pray that every day, Lord, your will be done in my life, on this earth, just as it is in heaven. May God bless you. May his favor and face shine upon you today. And may you see good all the days of your life. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. God bless.